Roy, a tough encounter. We knew it was going to be a tough encounter.
Yeah, we did.
You knew how they were going to set the stall out.
Yeah.
You knew the team plan that we were going to put against them.
Yeah, and I told you, did I not?
You did. Before the game, you did. There you go. You even told Sam Ashton which way to go if certain players took penalties.
I did, yeah.
Now, you've got to be pleased with that. Yeah. I'm pleased with the overall performance and the tenacity and the fact that we stuck to it, the fact that we're down to 10 men, the fact that, you know, we've worked hard, we've played a team against 95 places above us.
Yeah.
You know, professional outfit that train every day. Those lads have run themselves into the ground and still tried at the very end to get up to the other end and win.
Yeah, no problems at all. I mean, we try and play football in the right way. We don't lump it and just charge up, you know, 7th Cavalry style. We sometimes maybe play too much football and do 7th, you know, Cavalry stuff in that manner, you know, where if that's the case, then we need to do the 7th Cavalry recovery runs. But we've played capable. We've done well. Pro team, I've watched them play. I've watched the formation, know the strengths, weaknesses. And at the end of the day, you know, you can only set your stall out and hopefully the lads will take on board the information and then you know, put it into action, and they've done very, very well tonight.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, again, you know, we've taken the lead on 39 minutes. A couple of goal opportunities, certainly, in the opening 20 minutes for Brighton. Two good saves from Sam Ashton.
Yeah.
Some good resolute defending. Jerome Wright, obviously, not playing in his normal FC position at left back.
No.
Injuries then to the captain, Carr Jacobs. Mm. Sending off. The sending off then comes in as well, you know, and we're winning the game for an hour, and then the things start to go slightly awry for us. You know, decisions are going against us perhaps, and then equally losing the player.
Mm.
Goal line clearance of the highest quality.
From Kyle. Yeah, absolutely.
Certainly making amends for if it was a penalty.
That's sticking your body on the line, isn't it?
Absolutely outstanding.
That's what he did.
Now Jimmy Oldham comes on and does a job.
Yep.
Does really well.
Yep.
I thought again when Martin came on, it was a hard time to come on there, going to that centre midfield.
And he did okay,
and he did well, and he stuck to his man. He jockeyed him well, won't let him pass anything,
and won some important headers as well.
He did. That's right. And again, it's, you know, it's 5,500 fans here this evening, or today. Of you know, the FC fans are going away
with three stands at the opposite end to us,
empty.
Almost empty.
Yeah, I know.
Barring maybe 10 people. You know, that's great.
Very
stuff,
disappointing. But as I say, we've battled, we've worked, we've got a result.
Yeah.
And then obviously with the with 2 minutes to go, we're thinking that's it, game over, we're out.
Mm.
And we live to live another day, and we're into the next round of the into the draw.
Sam Ashton said something quite interesting before.
I don't think Sam Ashton said anything.
He did. This was the one thing that he did say that was interesting.
Right.
Joking aside, was the research into the
we're just saying that to Roy. Yeah, decisions. Yeah. He said Roy was testament against Roy for that. Mm.
Well, absolutely. The thing was, like, you know, we went down. I had the opportunity because obviously the Woking game went to penalties. And I had the opportunity to actually watch the players, you know, taking those penalties, and that's part and parcel of doing a proper recce on your opponents. It just so happened, I said, every single player, barring this numbered player, will strike the ball or has struck the ball to your right hand side. But if this player is the one that takes the kick, and I told him the number, I won't tell you, then they don't know, then he will strike it to the left-hand
because
side.
Because the RAW listeners are FCUM radio.
Well, the thing is,
they'll be listening back, they will actually, to be honest, because you can get a good insight into the radio.
So, you know, at the end of the day, he took it on board, he had faith, because, I mean, you know, there's an element of luck there. You know, you've got to make sure that, you know, that you are on the ball, you do listen, you do focus, and, you know, carry out those instructions, and he did it to a T, and we're into a replay anyway, and hopefully, you know, full house at Gig Lane, and maybe some of Big United fans might want to come down and fill it with us and give us a shout on.
Yeah, that's certainly the case, but equally, as Carl was saying, that depending on who we get in the draw, will depend on what Gus is going to put out there, because obviously he can strengthen that team.
Yeah, of course.
There are a lot more players that he can put into that team, and depending on who we get, then it will depend upon what kind of team he puts out, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, but it's still down to
equally so will we, to be honest.
No, it's still down to attitude of mind, though, isn't it? You know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can put whatever team you want out. At the end of the day, it's 11v11. Well, you know, I just harp on about it, that our fitness levels are bang on, and they're bang on because they've been done in the right way.